Hello, this is Dr. Wilklauer. This is the summer seminar series, man. We're talking about water all week long. Hydration and staying hydrated. And so to do that, we've got to just take a little minute to talk about something of a misconception about water and staying hydrated. And that misconception surrounds diuretics. What are diuretics? Diuretics are things that you drink that cause you to lose water. Often because it makes you pee more, and so you pee it out until you lose water. It pulls it out of your body. Coffee is one of these, and alcohol is another. But the thing about coffee is that that's your misconception right there. Doctors used to tell us that caffeine was a diuretic. Don't drink caffeine because it's a diuretic. But sometime between then and now, they discovered that the advice they were so confident of just wasn't true after all. Coffee, it turns out, is not a diuretic, and it doesn't lead to excess water loss in your body until you drink about 5 to 7 cups per day. Don't do that. Alcohol, on the other hand, is in fact a diuretic, meaning that yes, there is water in your beer or your wine, and you can't just drink the water, right? I mean, you drink a beer or whatever, or a glass of wine or spirits, and the net effect is that you lose more water from your body than the water you gained that's inside your beer or wine or spirits or whatever. In other words, on net, you're losing water when you have something with alcohol. So this summer, coffee's cool, but be sure to balance your alcohol consumption, whatever you're having, with water consumption so you don't, on balance, fall into dehydration. Good? Make sense? All right, listen, if you have questions, let me know. info@wilklauer.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.